Lecture 12, Christian Offensives in Spain and Sicily.
In this lecture, I plan to look at Christian offensives in the Western Mediterranean, in Spain, in Sicily, against Muslim opponents. And in some ways, this lecture can be understood as essentially the dress rehearsal for the First Crusade. The wars in Spain and Sicily are seen as some type of religious war against a Muslim opponent, that these wars contributed to the notion of crusading warfare. That position is perhaps a bit overstated. We'll see that there is a connection between these wars and what was preached by Urban II. But what's more important in a wider sense, I think, is that these wars evolved out of border wars between Western Europeans and Muslims. And by the end of the 11th century, these wars collectively were being seen as somehow advancing the frontier of Christendom against Islam. And in that sense, the wars are a dress rehearsal for the Crusade, because out of this comes a notion that there is Islam, there is Western Christendom, there is a definable border, there are certain areas that have to be retaken. And therefore, the lecture is going to be in three parts. First is to look at this Mediterranean naval war, waged primarily by the citizens of cities in Italy and southern France and in Christian Spain. Then I wish to look at the situation in Spain between the native Muslim powers there and the Christian kingdoms in the northwest that had steadily increased in their size and importance since the time of Charlemagne, so that on the eve of the Crusade there is at least one, possibly more, instances in which popes were giving indulgences to Western Europeans, notably French and Provençal knights and nobles, who went to battle with Christian princes, Christian Spanish princes, against the Muslim foe. And then finally, in the third part of this lecture, I wish to look at the Normans, who achieved the stunning conquest of Sicily, then in the hands of a local Muslim emir who had a very vague loyalty to the Zirid emir in Tunis. And in some ways, Sicily acts as something of a laboratory, so to speak, in which the Normans learn how to conquer a Muslim area, to adapt institutions of a largely non-Latin Western society to their own use. So these three areas actually link up in some type of dress rehearsal for the First Crusade. Well, let's look at the naval war at first. The Arab armies pushed into the Western Mediterranean in 696 when they finally captured the city of Carthage, which was the most important city in Western Europe at the time, or Western Christendom at the time. It had come to rival the city of Rome, and it was the seat of an important Byzantine imperial administration. The city surrendered to the governor Musa bin Musa ibn Musar. Nusar, who took over the city and began to construct a navy. Actually, he could just use the Byzantine populations there to provide the fleet. And Musa is responsible for the conquest of what is now Algeria and Morocco, that is the Maghreb, the distant west of Islam. He's also the man who launched the exploratory raid into Spain, which resulted in the conquest of that peninsula. With Musa is a tradition of Arab corsairs and pirates attacking Christian bases in the Western Med. They hit ports in Sicily, in Sardinia, in Corsica, the Balearic Islands, the Levantine shore, that is the eastern Mediterranean shore of Spain. In part, they were simply looking for plunder. There was a very active slave market in Tunis, and sometimes it was not quite certain whether these Arab pirates were going to act as pirates or as merchants. But in the course of the 8th and 9th century, the extent and range of Arab attacks increased. And this was because there was no effective political and military authority in Western Europe. The popes, as I mentioned earlier, depended very much on the military support of the emperor in Constantinople. And in the course of the 7th and 8th century, the emperor was too busy with his own affairs back at home. The kings of France, that is the Frankish kings, the Merovingian kings, were repeatedly battling among themselves. It's extremely expensive to maintain a navy. There was no effective state that could launch a fleet that could suppress this piracy. Even though the advantages in naval warfare ultimately rested with the Europeans. They had the advantage of trade routes, of winds and currents that favored the sailing of their ships towards the east and towards the south. They also had the stores, the timber, the population that could mount fleets. It was a problem of organization.